This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Soy Checkoff, investing farmer dollars to boost demand for U.S. soy, drive on-farm resilience, and bring value to U.S. soybean farmers. Learn more at unitedsoybean.org. I'm Riley Smith. The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act provides nutrition and choice for students. We'll have more right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
The National School Lunch and Breakfast Programs play an important role in promoting the consumption of healthy foods, including dairy. However, school meal rules that have been in effect since 2012 only allow 1% and fat-free milk options. Michaela Hanselman, Director of Regulatory Affairs with the National Milk Producers Federation, said the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, currently before Congress, would give kids even more choices for the nutrition they need.
Knowing that whole milk and 2% are the most popular varieties kids are consuming at home, the recent science shows that there's really no difference in health outcomes when kids, adults are consuming higher fat varieties of milk. Whole Milk for Healthy Kids was brought about. So this act would allow schools to serve whole milk or reduced fat milk in schools in addition to 1% and fat-free. And it doesn't mean schools have to serve whole milk, it just gives them the option to do that.
Hanselman said flavored milk has long been a popular choice in schools and provides the same essential nutrients as unflavored milk.
Flavored milk is a really important option in schools as well, because some kids just prefer a flavored milk to an unflavored, and that way they're still getting those 13 essential nutrients.
Hanselman said the NMPF is hopeful the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act will become law this year.
It has traditionally always been a very bipartisan bill. It continues to be a very bipartisan bill. We have support on both sides. It cleared the Senate Ag Committee through voice vote with no issue. So we are very hopeful that it will get done.
For the World of Agriculture on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.